Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again. Let's go in-depth with the people of Tulip Time. Well, Heidi, it's early in the morning still, and the Pella Opera House is busy with visitors. It's fun, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun. Absolutely. We love seeing everybody come through.
And so what are people telling you? What are they coming to see at the Pella Opera House?
A lot of people are coming in for tickets for the Branson on the Road show, and they also love the tour. They like to come see all the different parts of the Opera House and the history of it.
It's a pretty remarkable story, the Opera House, and how Pella has brought it back.
Absolutely, and I think that's part of the inspiration, is they see what it used to be, sort of, now, because they can picture it in their mind what it would have looked like in 1900. And when I tell people that it used to be a farmer's market, or there's a bowling alley downstairs, or there's chickens that used to be on the theater area, they laugh. They think that's really kind of funny, because they can't picture it that way. They picture it as it is now.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching people, and they're just examining the woodwork and the seats. And
the stained glass on the third floor that's the big deal. Absolutely. That's the awe when they get off the elevator, is those stained glass windows.
Some special shows this week for Tulip Time. And
yeah, unfortunately, we've had a problem with the organ, so the organ will not be played, so we had to cancel our Davis Folkerts show with Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and that's usually a really big factor to see how people want the organ, so that was kind of disappointing, but we need to repair that organ, and just timing was really bad for us. So we need to get that out, that people won't be able to see that part, but we also have other stuff going on. So we have the Reluctant Pioneer, and then Branson on the Road, and the Flying Pan Steel Drum Band will be here on Saturday.
All right, well, I'll let you get to the guests.
Thanks so much. It's good to talk to you.
Wow, just like always, beautiful quilts at the quilt show at the Pella Opera House.
Thank you.
Oh, some of them have some sort of new designs I'm not used to. I mean, like, there's a very interesting skull there. There's a little bit of product placement and advertising and beautiful traditional designs. And you were telling me that it's all new every year.
Yes, every year we do all new quilts. We have one requirement, that you can never put a quilt in the show twice. So every year it's all a brand new show. So even if you came last year, it's all new quilts this year. And we have over 100 quilts on display.
And how many artists?
Our guild is about 50 members. So not everyone contributes a quilt, but most everybody does. So I'd say at least 35 different people contributed to the show.
And what's the purpose of the show?
This is our only fundraiser for the programs that we do. We also do a lot of charity work. Of course, that takes money. So this helps us raise money so we can do things like Quilts of Valor. We contribute quilts to Habitat for Humanity. And this is our own, our only fundraiser of the year.
And it's $5 to get in, and the more people that come in, the more good you can do.
Right. It's $5 to get in. We also have a lovely raffle quilt this year, and it's 6 tickets for $5 or 1 ticket for $1.
Well, it's a beautiful show.
Thank you.
You know, my mom was a quilter.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have to come. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. So,
yep. And we hope to encourage new quilters too, because I know I joined the guild after I came to the show and saw the quality of work and decided I wanted to be part of the group.
Wonderful. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, there's something special about this quilt, I understand.
Yes, this quilt belongs to our oldest member, Wilma Rosendahl. She's over 100. We celebrated her 100th birthday about a year and a half or two ago. And even though she's the cottages here, she still finds time to quilt and sew. And a couple of years ago, she had two bed-size quilts. And she said she was trying to use up her purples that year. And so we're just very proud of her, that she continues to quilt even with poor eyesight and arthritis and all the other ailments that go along with being over 100 years old. She's an amazing, amazing lady.
Well, it's beautiful, and it's the perfect theme. It's flower garden for Tulip Time.
Yes. Yes, it is. And she's not afraid to use colors. She loves bright colors. She can do any kind of colors.
Well, thank you.
I'm happy to share it with you.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the people of Tulip Time.
Where are y'all from? That's what I thought. Colors and yeah. Trojans.
I'm going to be in the show.
You want to be in the show?
Now, how should I do it without totally disrupting their calmness?
There's not really much you could do. Boys and girls, listen up.
Does anybody want to be on the radio?
Raise your hand. Just raise your hand.
All right, so come one at a time. Start here, and whoever's, and then we'll work our way back to the back. Come up here. What's your name, young lady?
Shanna.
And what are you doing here in Bella?
So we can look out tulips.
Thank you. Hey, how are you?
Good.
What are you up to today?
For fun.
And here for Tulip Time?
Yeah.
And what do you think so far?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it's still early, isn't it? We'll learn
I'm
something.
I'm going in a show in there.
All right,
I
come on.
I want to still go in the show.
Hi,
Caleb.
What's your name?
Caleb.
All right, what are you're here waiting. What are you waiting for?
That.
The Glockenspiel? What's it going to do?
I don't know.
You don't know? You'll know soon enough? All right, great. Thank you. Who's next? What's your name?
Madison.
What's your favorite color, Madison?
Pink.
Have you seen pink tulips?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like tulips?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do today?
I'm going to feed my cat.
Okay. Well, great. Your cat's at home, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy or girl cat?
Boy. I'm going to get another one, though.
Okay, well, thank you.
It's a baby.
A baby? So it's a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay by its by
yeah.
itself at home?
Yeah.
Lonely, maybe, missing you?
Never.
Okay, thank you. Who's next? All right.
Tell us something you know about the Netherlands or about that we've learned about this week. Why do they wear wooden shoes?
Because the water sweat and to keep their feet wet. And if they wear these shoes, their shoes will get wet and they'll get ruined.
Oh.
So they wear wooden shoes.
Do they float on the water, you think?
No.
Just to keep their feet dry, right? And they don't get ruined as easy as wooden shoes.
Oh, that's pretty smart, huh? Where's your wooden shoes?
Yeah, I don't think so. We made some at school. We
oh,
made some
right.
pretend ones. We're going to wear them tomorrow and scrub the streets in Pleasantville.
In Pleasantville?
Uh-huh. You can come over and see it if you want.
All
We're
right.
We're going to scrub our own streets like they scrub the streets here.
What time?
Oh, when it's nice and warm. Probably in
okay.
the afternoon. Yeah, so we've spent a week talking about...
All
Last
right.
week we talked about growing things and flowers, and so then this week we tried to
My name is Craig.
Turin and some things that we'll see today, and so the Glockenspiel is something we want to see.
All right, well, very good. Sure, you're next. What's your name, young man?
Zayden.
And have you been learning about the Netherlands? You got to say yes, can't nod
yes.
for the radio, Betty.
No, we're not going up there.
All right, so what have you learned?
Walls.
Walls? To keep the ocean out, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? You don't have to do that in Pleasantville, do you? No. Right, thank you, yes. You're all so polite.
My name is Chelsea, and I like to play with my daddy, Adam.
Oh, cool.
And he always tags me every time.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? Well, okay. Anybody else? All right, come on up. What's your name?
Hank.
Tell me something I don't know about the Netherlands.
girl had to brought her plates and stuff, and it broke.
Really? Is it okay now?
His wife, I mean his, her husband, made, a little road for, to his house, to the cabin.
Okay, well, you're heading on the tour. Thank you.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with the people of Tulip Time. Where are y'all from?
Down by Creston in a small town, Lenox.
Lenox? Okay, both of you?
Yeah, I'm originally from the Philippines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of Pella so far?
I love it, love it. We don't have tulips, so it's nope. New.
No tulips yeah. In the
No,
Philippines?
They're very beautiful.
Well, and we're lucky we still have some for a while. It looked like with the nice winter we were going to not have any, but still... Good enough for you, huh?
Yep, they're very pretty. We just got here, so we're yeah.
So, your first impressions?
Lots of tulips and lots of friendly people to come out and spend the day with.
Yeah.
So just the day trip? You're gonna stay a couple days?
No, just one day.
One day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you do in Creston?
He's a farmer and I teach.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
So, got your fields planted?
No, most of the corn, none of the beans.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, still waiting on the fields to dry out, so.
And what do you teach?
Eighth grade. Yeah.
How's that?
Good.
You gonna bring some lessons home?
No. Maybe. We'll see.
So you're gonna advise people to come on up to Pella for Tulip Time next year?
Sure, yeah.
Definitely.
Yep. Definitely, yep.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank
Never
you.
Never been on radio before. So.
Can we take a picture?
Sure.
Can we ask him? Excuse me, can you take our picture? Yes, please. Thank you.
So, where are you from?
I was born in Ukraine, but now I come from Wisconsin, Myrtle.
Wisconsin, okay.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
How old were you when you came from the Ukraine?
I stay 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah, 8 years. Yeah.
So you've been here 8 years?
No, first time. I come first time. It's a very beautiful place. I like the city. Many interesting things I see today. It's very beautiful tulips, and now I'm happy to live here with you.
Oh, you want to come to Pella to live?
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to come back and find some job and stay here.
What do you do for a living?
I can do everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and so are you here with friends?
No, I come with my husband, and I come with bus tour.
Was it worth it to come on the bus? Did that work out well?
Yeah, it's worked well, but it's kind of not much time we have, you know? I want to stay a little longer than they have time to us.
Well, what's your favorite thing you've seen so far?
Oh, I like this old building, historical buildings, historical place, and I like music, dancing, and people very nice costume has. They have very nice costume.
Well, and you're photographing everything. You were running around photographing things. I just had to take a minute. You're really enjoying it.
Oh, thank you very much. I hope I come next time and I stay a little longer than today. Because it's a very beautiful place.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your visit.
Thank you.
So what's your name?
My name's Nan Valentine.
And where are you from?
Des Moines.
I bet this isn't your first Tulip Time.
No. I've been here before, but it's always just lovely.
What do you like about it?
I like being among all of the people and thinking about how so many of the local people must get involved in volunteering to support this. I mean, you see them all over the place, and everybody's friendly.
You see a lot of people from all over the country, too, don't you? That's sort of fun for me.
You do, and you'll hear different accents, and you know the people coming from far away to see all of this, and it's just always done so well. Everything is just beautiful.
You know, next week, they start planning for next year.
So do they take all of these tulips up, all of the bulbs out, and replant every year? Wow.
Yeah, they plant new ones every year.
Well, that's even more impressive. We weren't sure.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
And the whole community gets involved.
Everybody does.
Wow. Yeah, anything like that in Des Moines where everybody comes together? No, that's too big of a city.
No,
to pull that
we're kind of heartless there in Des Moines at times. I don't know. We have our moments, but I'll tell you, you create a little bit of paradise here every year. That's wonderful for those of us who get an opportunity to see it.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to Pella. Where are you all from?
Spring Grove, Minnesota.
Where's that?
It's in southeastern Minnesota.
Okay, so not a bad trip at all.
Mm-mm.
Did you leave this morning?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. So you've been here a while. What do you think?
Really nice. Nice weather. Good people.
I'm from Decorah, Iowa, and I love it down here.
You've got your own real interesting things happening up in Decorah. Isn't that center of Norway and Iowa?
Yes, it is. That's Nordic right. Fest every year. We have a lot of things going on, yeah.
And when is that?
Towards the fall of the year, I believe, yeah.
I guess we better reciprocate since you're down here. Go up there.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what you like about it, about tulip time.
Oh, I love all the little stores and the shops. I like this canal. It's just so cute.
The crafts was great down there. All the garden things for our gardens. I would have bought the whole thing down there if I wasn't on a bus.
How about you, Ron?
Well, I like the tulips. Yep.
We're lucky we had some
really nice.
Winter. It wasn't bad. Mm. Right. We were worried for a while. Yep. So there's enough tulips to satisfy
you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice windmill. Inside note.
Did you go the tour?
Yep.
Absolutely.
What'd
it was
you think?
Wonderful.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was really nice. We had a good time on that.
I love seeing that shaker. That was awesome.
Okay.
We still use our shaker at home on the farm to clean our oats every year. So it was nice to see that.
You still do that?
Mm-hmm.
So you all live on a farm or just you?
Just me.
Well, and you're from Decorah, so you know all about it. Minnesota folks, you don't know as much about farming, do you?
Oh, sure, we do.
We don't know much, but
the Minnesotans do.
We only live 7 miles
yeah,
from her
farm.
Yeah,
we're not very far.
Oh, all right.
She lives on the border of the Decorah line, and we live in Spring Grove, Minnesota line.
Right.
Well, I'm sort of ignorant about that part of Minnesota, but I do know when I go to Minnesota, I love it. And Decorah. Mm-hmm. So what about the mill did you also like? Did you learn anything about Dutch history?
Well, yeah, I guess we did, you know. I didn't know about the village at all that they did, and it's been moved around so many times, you know. And I thought that was awesome how they had it all displayed up there.
Oh, I love just seeing that little room that they have up there, too, where they lived, the bed, you know, how they slept sitting up and stuff. It was really cute.
Yeah, it would sort of be fun to spend the night there, wouldn't it?
Well, that I'm not so sure of.
I've often thought, I wonder if they'd let me spend the night up there. So what are the rest of your plans? How long are you staying?
We'll go back, tonight? And then
we go
stay
to the Amana Colonies tomorrow.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, okay, so you're just, you know, on sort of a tour.
We're on a bus tour.
Yeah, Phillips.
So we're staying at the casino, and then we're going to the Amana Colonies tomorrow from after we leave here. So
at the casino, you're not going to lose all your money. You were supposed to spend
it. I already lost it.
I made $180 bucks last night.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose it tonight, though.
You're just supposed to spend it in Pella before you go.
Yeah, huh? We're trying.
Oh, we have. Yeah. I got 3 purses. Oh, God. 2 bulbs on the way.
Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have
bye
a good one.
Nice to meet you. Thanks to the people of Tulip Time for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.